Now today's top federal headlines. President Obama is backing locality pay increases for civilian federal employees in 2016. An executive order says the increase was introduced in his alternative plan for locality pay because the changes that would have gone into effect in January could not be sustained by agency budgets. Union advocates say the boost is a step in the right direction, but some say it's still too low. A draft executive order to improve the senior executive service is drawing concerns. The Senior Executives Association wrote 6 pages of comments to OPM and OMB, saying the draft EO doesn't address the underlying challenges for the senior executive service of finding the right balance between risk and reward. Observers say the White House would like to issue the final EO in December. The Pentagon's Inspector General is stepping aside. More from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
John Reimer has been the DOD Inspector General since 2013, but he'll resign from government in January. He gave no specific reasons other than to say it was a difficult decision and the time was right. The principal deputy IG, Glenn Fine, will serve as acting inspector general once Reimer officially departs on January 8th. Reimer says he plans to head back to the financial services industry, where he served as a senior banking manager for decades prior to entering government. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
USAID has a new leader. The Senate confirms Gail Smith as the next administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development. She formerly served as senior director at the White House's National Security Council. Her nomination was approved back in July, but was held up for months by Republicans controlling the chamber. The Office of Personnel Management wants to know what you think of your benefits. OPM is conducting its biannual Federal Employee Benefits Survey. It says it wants to measure the importance, adequacy, and value of employee benefits to make sure they align with best practices and employee needs. OPM expects to survey about 40,000 federal employees over a 4-week period. Groundhog Day may be 3 months off, but some members of Congress are concerned about another kind of burrowing critter. More now from Tom Temin in today's management report.
4 Republicans ask the Government Accountability Office to look into political appointees who convert to career civil servants. The practice is known as burrowing. It's legal, but not all that popular among regular employees. The lawmakers say they're worried burrowing at the end of an administration can undermine the integrity of the federal workforce. I'm Tom Temin.
The House of Representatives passed legislation Monday authorizing a Department of Homeland Security institute to fight cybercrimes. The bill amends the Homeland Security Act of 2002 to authorize the National Computer Forensics Institute. It is to be operated by the Secret Service to educate, train, and equip law enforcement officers, prosecutors, and judges against cybercrimes. The CIO Council finds innovative solutions to longtime challenges. Jason Miller tells us more in the IT report.
2 teams of up-and-coming federal technology experts won the first ever IT Solutions Challenge. The CIO Council chose 1 new approach to develop, standardize, and implement IT policies. The Fed IT Solution is a social network and communications platform that fosters real-time collaboration. The second team identified the need for a collaborative space for agencies to test, customize, and share technology solutions. Project Gemma with that federal IT expert more easily contribute to cross-agency IT initiatives. I'm Jason Miller.
A new wastebook from Senator James Lankford has 100 examples of fraudulent and duplicative federal programs and processes. Lankford is picking up a long-standing tradition his predecessor, former Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn, started. Underused in empty federal buildings, mismanaged federal protective service vehicles, and a $375,000 study on senior dating habits are some of the examples of waste Lankford describes. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.